So yeah, welcome back to another episode of Sodas Are Owed. So here we are, Owen Sodas.
Here we are
in Orono, Maine. I've made my way back up north.
Yeah.
And I feel old.
Yeah, you're back in town,
dude. So I'm back up here because Wheels, my co-host here, my kind co-host, who has been a hit on the internet, by the way, in the comment sections, the girls like him. Oh. The girls are a fan of Wheels, which I mean, obviously,
yeah.
I knew they would be. You know, I mean, are you blushing?
A little bit blushing, and I'm flattered. I'm flattered.
Yeah, you're flattered.
It means well.
Yeah, so I'm up here because he's still here, and we're like, yo, let's film some in-person pods, and as well, film some videos.
Yeah,
we got some phones on deck here.
Some creations.
Creations.
Yeah.
The first time we got creative together was in an apartment like this.
It was in the same, actually, same complex. We won't give the name out.
Yeah, it's same complex, right? Not. It's, by the way, there's a new. Costas bought the whole town,
pretty yeah. much.
But the new apartment complex is called The Block.
Yeah.
There's the Ave, and now there's just The Block. Really there's creative shit.
Ave, Block, OT, and Reserve. Yeah. And probably who times else knows where.
Times have changed since I've been a yeah, student.
The world's here. Evolving.
Is it the world, or is it Orono?
No, it's probably Orono. Maybe we're going back in time.
Maybe. Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Am I Biff?
Biff.
I'm just the dumb jock.
Biff, honestly,
bullies,
I've only watched the movie one time, and I was
really?
I was at a drive-in, so I don't really.
Is that showing my age? I'm fucking old.
Yeah, you're an old. It's,
I came back up to Orono, and I felt old. Like I started driving by, like the houses, and then I was like, "Damn, I'm older than all these people living in these houses."
Maybe not all, but
then,
so.
Yeah, not all. But then I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? Half the hockey team is like my fucking age.
Yeah,
half just, college hockey is still.
You're just that, you're straight out of high school guy.
Yeah.
You're like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of high school, that's the videos. We'll be pumping out the real day in the life of a high school hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
After, and it's going to be released after the real day in the life of a college hockey player, which you guys may not have seen yet. It's coming out this week. Looking
yep.
forward. Dude, first night back.
Yep.
Kind of strugs boots myself.
Yeah, you had a tough night, but like...
Yeah.
You want to take us through your night or?
Yeah, well, like Tark, my referee friend, also the bagel plug.
Yeah, the bagel plug.
If you guys are OG followers of mine and YouTube watchers, you've seen Tark on the. He's been on the.
He's been in the mix.
Yeah, he's been in the mix. He's been in those vlogs, and you know him as that. He's also a linesman, so some of the guys, the hockey kids watching, actually have Tark as a ref or a linesman in the game.
Yep.
They talk a lot of shit to him. So if you see Tark out there lining your game,
give him an earful.
Make sure you give him an earful. Let him know he's
let him know he's missing a few offsides.
He's missing a few, and his skating's poor. Let him know. Yeah.
Tell him his hands are cement too.
We skated with Tark yesterday, and his mitts were a little weak.
His mitts
are weak.
His mitts could use some working.
Oh, working for sure.
No, he's got good sleds though.
He's the best skater. He's the worst hockey player, best skater I've ever seen in my life, if that makes sense.
He's got good stride. He's got NHL stride, probably.
He has NHL stride and, like, three-year-old hands.
He's got
never touched
ice hands.
Never touched a stick hands, dude. No. Don't know if he's a lefty or righty type hands.
Yeah,
yet,
maybe
you know?
He is
still
a righty.
Figuring it out. Maybe that's
dude, he just, no catch and receive out of the kid.
Imagine just straight, just, like, this whole time like he's been thinking he's the wrong fucking hand.
He shovels. Hey, Tark.
You switch it and all of a sudden
he's, yeah, he mighty ducks his hands.
Realization. That's fucking jokes. That mighty ducks clip took off, by the way. It's buzzing. But yeah, I get into town and Tark's here and we're like, oh, we might as well like, would it be like crazy to go to OHOP? And we're like, he's like, nope, I'm there. I'm like, fuck, all right, we're going to OHOP.
Yep.
And Orono House of Pizza is the bar in town. It's the bar. It's the one. The only one.
The one and the only. On the island.
Yeah, on the island of...
Of campus.
Orono.
Yeah.
The island of Orono. We get there. Dude, and I knew no one, which was a weird experience. So we sat outside. We had a few drinks, and then they pour them strong there. And then I ordered two more, and then they were like closing time at midnight.
Oh.
So I had to chug it down, and it was like strong. It was hard to chug, actually. I was sipping like the straw, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I chugged it down. So I had a little buzz, and then we were like, let's walk to all town and get a few more, and we'll have a late night like vibe sesh.
Yeah,
and,
that's when you texted me, you trying to catch a vibe? But I was deep sleep.
I said, you trying to vibe?
Yeah, I was sleeping.
And then Dude, well, you weren't because you texted me or you woke up. You snap messaged me later on in the night.
Dude, oh, like 3 a.m. Yeah. I had to go. I was just tired.
Yeah, yeah.
I woke up. I went to bed early some, like kind of early.
Yeah, that was strange of you.
For me. I've been going to bed early recently. I don't know, just clearing the mentals and shit.
Yeah. Dude, we got these random drinks that were 11%. Like 11% alcohol.
Oh, and vodkites.
Yeah. Dude, we were sipping vodkites. The pregame was all vodkites.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
And then we found these 11%ers and just had like one or two of them. We were just buzzing heavily.
Yeah.
I was showing them some of my new vids that I haven't released. All of a sudden it's 4:30 in the morning or like 4 in the morning.
No, I was late. I got a location check at about 7:30 when I woke up.
Yeah.
He was active recently.
Yeah. I woke up today feeling shit. Strug's boots. And I was like, damn, I'm unsure if I'm going to be able to like film today.
You actually were hurting that bad. Eh?
I was struggling. I had a headache. These drinks, whatever they were like, and they hurt. I had a headache, bro. And I just started like putting health, you know, I was just like, I need to put healthy things in my body. So I went to Hannaford's and I just got kale and fruit and like strawberries and blueberries and shit. Yeah. And I started like putting healthy things in my body. And
did it help?
Dude, yeah. A little kale can go a long way.
I guess. Any water?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of IVs. Water. I had the steel, the IVs, everything.
Yeah.
This shows how much Strug's boots I was, right? I go to Hannaford's, like, kind of, like, half asleep. I'm, like, driving. I pull in.
Yeah.
Just, like, didn't put the car in park. And I take my foot off the brake. And luckily, I wasn't on, like, a hill or anything. You start going. I'm like, oh. I just started laughing at myself. Like, you're like,
it's one of those days, eh? But you've recovered. You've since recovered.
Yeah, no, I have.
You're clear. You're clear in the head now.
I'm very clear in the head. Dude, the people of the internet were talking about the Mighty Ducks thing that we did, the clip we did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were laughing. There's a scene in the movie where Adam Banks, you know Banksy, and he goes in on a breakaway. Scores the breakaway goal, and then it cuts to the bench, and he's celebrating his own goal on the bench, like cheering. So I'm gonna run that clip as we talk, but the guy's just like celebrating, hands up
for his himself
own goal. Yeah, well, and it cuts back, and it's like still him on the ice, like celebrating on the ice.
So he's in two places at one time. So yeah. Marty McFly,
dude, maybe so that's many, what it was.
So much info.
Was Banksy even that good?
Nah.
Not really,
nah.
The fucking dweeb, bro.
Banksy wasn't that guy.
Like, would you give him the mitts? Fucking Banksy?
I don't know if I'd give him the mitts. I'm not really a guy that'd give
him
the
mitts. You're not a mitts guy?
Yeah.
Well.
He's never done anything bad.
Yeah, yeah.
To get the mitts, except for, like, maybe be bad at the game. But, like.
Yeah, they pretend like Banksy's his fucking hotshot, but he's, like, not even. Were you a Conway guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just has character, you know?
Likeable
guy.
Let's be honest. Like, you go online. Like, you seen any Banks jerseys? I'm only seeing Conway jerseys.
No, Banks was a thing of the past. Like when he was in the Hawks, he was like Big Bad Banks. But nah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I'm a Minnesota North Stars fan though.
Yeah, Mikey Modano.
Yeah, the boys.
Speaking of Banksy though.
Yeah.
The dudes. Remember the dude's dad was a hard ass.
Yeah.
In the first one, he was like, "My son's a hawk." He was like a psychopath.
Yeah. I remember. I think.
Yeah, he was a hard ass.
Yeah, and Bombay wasn't a fan.
No, Bombay. Well, Bombay put him in his place.
Yeah.
The Mighty Duck Man.
Mm-hmm.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
You know, it's Charlie Sheen's brother. Emilio.
I kind of look alike, actually.
Yeah. Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Is their dad.
Uh huh. Different mom?
No. Same mom.
Then what's up with the Estevez?
It's like their stage names. Like, Charlie Sheen's real name is Carlos Estevez. Emilio's brother. Fun facts, but I'm full of fun facts, bro.
Yeah, you're full of it.
Hockey dads. Do you think what is your funniest like hockey dad experience at a rink?
Oh,
any beefs?
Maybe moms more.
Yeah.
For me.
Hockey
but
moms.
But I know like some dads are just like wild and like where I played, they like a lot of like the dads were coaches.
Yeah,
but like
now
they've kind of moved away.
Every
from that.
Dad on the team was a coach.
Yeah. But like it would be like some kids would be like have parents like that played like a high level or like just did it, but like they've moved away from that. But craziest experience with a family, I guess maybe, or like a parent.
I hear that.
Vividly remember one time on a on the ice. I was like on the ice in a power play in like minor Bantam, yeah. maybe. Yeah, minor Bantam, I think. On a power play.
Yeah.
Five on four power play, and someone was at the top, and like there's a kid like on like the right hash, like on the half wall.
Yeah.
And his parents, like, the guy was not getting the puck. Like, the guy, they were just, like, passing at the top, like, back and forth. He was not getting the puck. And the guy's mom, like, came down to the bench.
Oh, no.
And was yelling on the ice, like, move the puck.
No so, shit.
Yeah, but, like, it's not like there's, like, no crazy hands or anything, but, like, yeah, that's kind of wild.
Sad.
She, like, moved. She was, like, sitting up in a, like, at the,
yeah.
in, like, the restaurant at the rink, came down.
I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. But like, the kid was kind of a dweeb, too. So like
he was dweebs.
Yeah, no one really liked him.
Oh, fuck that guy then.
But yeah, no, like I that was fucked,
bro. I always found it super cheesy when like parents would be fighting in the stands.
And yeah, shit.
Like and at the time I thought it was sick though. Like, but looking back, I just think it's so cheesy the way
it is.
They were so into
like same team parents fighting or like
no, well they would fight the opposite
yeah,
team and parents. It's just like. It's youth hockey, you know?
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's never that deep, though. I don't think there should be fan fighting anywhere.
No, it's never that. Exactly. It's like, what are we doing? You see these videos of people like the fucking Tampa Bay. Yeah. Or who was playing the Rangers in the playoffs? There was just like brutal sucker punch knockout by like a Ranger fan because the guy was on, like the guy was cheering for Tampa or some shit. Yeah. I forget what teams it was. And I'm like, is it that deep?
It's never that deep.
You're going to fucking fist fight a guy because he's cheering for the other team?
It's honestly, it's just bad for the sport.
It's a strange concept, man.
It's bad for the sport.
It's terrible for the sport.
And for the teams, I guess, too. Like, why? If you see that, like, do you really want to support a team's, like, be a part of their fan base?
No, bro, no.
No.
I remember as a kid, one vivid one that I remember was, wasn't even a part of it, but I was just watching this random game. I was at, like, a tournament, and there was a big beef going on. Mm-hmm. Like parents are screaming, yelling or whatever, and someone yelled at a kid or so these dads were yelling, but the other team's dads were absent. They're missing. So the moms were yelling.
Yeah.
And one of the moms, little fucking rat, little rascal, fucking rings the ears of one of the dads.
Uh-huh.
And they were like tailgating in the parking lot. Like not even watching the game.
Yeah.
So I'm just standing and as I walk out the door. Like, seven dads come, like, running in the rink, like, out of breath, sprinting in the rink, like, steaming in, like, he hit my kid, like, screaming, trying to fight.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, this big, like, group brawl exchanges, and, like, my dad was there. He wasn't part of it because it was not our game, but he was trying to break it up with the rink guys.
Yeah.
And these guys like, they fucking hit our kids. We're going to kill them. And my dad's like, no one hit your kid.
Yeah.
No, like, maybe on the ice. Like,
yeah, maybe another kid.
Like, another kid.
Played hockey.
Yeah, like, another kid on the ice hit his kid. And he was drunk in the parking lot and took it as that some dad hit his kid. Came in with seven guys, like, ready to do some damage. Like,
this is a tough luck.
These fuckers, man.
For minor hockey?
Fuckers.
But
it was wild.
Yeah.
I'm not so crazy about the like you said, just in sports in general. Like, I feel like it's how serious the fans take it.
Yeah.
Is shitty. Like, I love when it's in like a fun way.
Competitive fun.
They're cheering for the team. They're excited when they score. Like, that's great.
That's good.
But the
when you're getting mad.
Yeah.
Like,
look yourself.
How much of a fan are you?
Right. Look yourself in the mirror and be like, what is your purpose of life? Is your purpose of life being a fucking New York Islanders fan?
No. like Tark?
You know, like, yeah, is this Tark? We should talk Tark right now. Fucking, this is about him. No.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, it makes you like, you should wonder and take like an honest look at yourself if you're that guy, because especially the people when your own team, like your own team is, has a guy on the team who does bad.
Yeah.
And you're in the whole fucking city's like shunning him, like shitting on him, screaming on him, telling him he should die on the internet and shit, like, because he's playing bad.
It's like,
and it's like, bro, you think it's that, do you guys think it's that deep where he's like, he's having a bad game, so you're gonna like,
yeah, like, what are you doing?
You know, he has emotions. He's a human. Fucking, that's what I, and they don't get the, when like an athlete will argue and be like, you understand, like, this like affects someone you're saying shit about.
Yeah.
And like, oh no, they signed up for it. They're getting paid millions to play like their sport. Like,
no, it's not wild. Like that,
man. I can't stand when fans are like that. Square.
Yeah, I'm glad I've never really had too many encounters. I think I've been.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been in a fan altercation, like fight.
Never. Well, no. I was in. This is like kind of off topic, but golf altercation on a golf course.
You scrapped on the course? No,
but some dude, words.
Old men guy on the courses are the worst too.
Dude, so you want me to take you through the set?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm playing with my roommate, another guy.
Yeah.
The other guy, we're all like pretty decent. We're all decent golfers. Like we can hit the ball well. So we're on the 17th hole. So we've played 16 holes up to this point, and we've played in like 2 hours and 10 minutes, which is like six, like play that quick for 16 holes is pretty good. You normally play like 9 and 2 hours, and we're like on the 16th hole, like 2 hours, 10 minutes in. So we get to the 17th hole, and it's this group of four, like middle-aged guys, like whatever. They take fucking 30 minutes to play the hole. So we're like, all right, like whatever, kind of just like, you know, like hurry up a bit. So they go to the green, like the green's like, let's say the green's like here, like the next tee block's like here. So their carts are here. So we all hit. Yeah. And all our balls like go in their direction, and then like my ball like rolled up to their like cart, but we yelled four like six times. Yeah. Like we every drive we hit, we yelled four.
Yeah. Anyways, every single drive.
Literally every single one, because like it was like
because you just had close.
It was close. Anyways, we go up there. We're driving. These guys grab our ball and throw it at us.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
They were pissed.
So they're pissed, and then they're like saying like you guys can fucking wait, and we're just like, dude, you guys took 3 hours, like you literally took 30 minutes on the
golf
on the
etiquette green. Is serious, man. Yeah.
And then he's like you know, you got a big drive, like you don't have to hit. And we're like, dude, you're on the next hole, like relax. And then like he's like, if you really want to know where your ball was, it was behind the tree. And I was just like, nah man, like this is a better lie, thanks. They drove away. But like, come on. You know, like you're golfing. Like, you should go out and have fun when you golf. Like, you shouldn't be mad. Like,
we yell.
You were on the next tee. We had every right to hit.
Dude, people take life way too serious, I think.
Yeah. I was golf taking life too serious recently, but I've learned
yeah,
to lighten
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've lightened up.
Yeah. You're just getting your fucking passport and you're getting out of there.
Yeah.
You can't be taking life that serious. Yeah.
You can't be getting offended.
No, not at all. You're a Canadian.
Yeah.
So I have a debate for you. Okay. That was on... I talked about it on my YouTube once.
Yeah.
And this was a huge debate in my locker room. When you're having, you know, some people over in the backyard and you're cooking on the outdoor... What is that called?
The, like, porch?
No,
the,
no. Like, what are you cooking on?
Like, the grill? Barbecue?
Do you say grill or barbecue? You said grill first.
Yeah.
Do you say grill?
I think I say barbecue at home.
Are you an Americanized fucking Canadian?
I might
now?
Be. But you're, like...
Your natives are going to be pissed.
No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'd have to be... I guess maybe grill, because I did say it first. Like, it's the first thing that came to mind. But like... No, actually in the summer, like one of my good friends, we'd always play tennis together. Yeah. And he'd always be like, you want to grill some burgers after?
He does.
Yeah.
Damn, maybe the Ontario, little Sarnia
well,
area.
Well, we do live
you do
1 kilometer from the border.
Yeah, that's true.
But...
The... I'm driving this kid Kelty, Jerry Leon on my team. We're driving. I'm with him and Nick Master. So we're two Americans. Kelty's from like the BC area. And we're driving. Someone has a grill on the side of the road for sale. And he's like, oh, look at that barbecue for sale. I should pick up that barbecue.
Yeah.
Me, obviously being a big barb guy, like barbecue sauce. I'm like, oh, like homemade barbecue sauce? And we like look over and we're just kind of like, I'm like, oh, that's not barbecue sauce. I'm like, what the fuck's like, what is that?
So, barbecue sauce. What do you think barbecue was? And are you always just for like,
bro? I thought whenever you say barbecue, I think the sauce.
You just think it's a flavor.
But yeah, so the kid in the back was like, did you just call a grill a barbecue? And he's like, yeah, that's a barbecue. And we're like, no, it's a grill. So then we took it into the locker room. We're like, grill? This is a grill. If you look it up, like this machine here is a grill. And like all the Canadians are like, no, that's a barbecue.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's a real thing. Barbecue, the other thing was that like Canadians, you say barbecue, you're thinking the machine, like the stove thing, the grill. You're thinking of cooking, not necessarily the sauce or the event, having a barbecue.
Yeah, having a barbecue, yeah.
We say cookout more often than not.
Yeah, no, we usually say you want to come over, have like barbecue.
Have a couple of dogs.
Grill some burgers is like also common. Grill master. Like the boys will call each other grill masters.
Grill master, exactly.
Not a BBQ master.
Not a barbecue master.
No.
You fucking...
I don't know.
You dorks out there.
Yeah. That's tough.
You fucking can't. You what do you say? Tonic, dude? Or pop. No, you say pop, right?
Yeah.
Soda. So we say, soda. Soda's a road.
Yeah, I always fucking, say soda.
Yeah, you fucking
better.
I would
never say that other P word.
You'd get fired.
Yeah.
If you said pop, you'd be fired from the cast.
That's not in my vocabulary.
No.
It's a lazy word.
That's exactly. It's a fucking garbage. Like, why soda pop?
Like toast bread. Do you ever hear like toast bread?
Toast bread.
Yeah, people say toast bread. It's like, it's just toast.
It's toast.
Or like,
well, bread.
It's bread. But yeah. Now it's toast.
Well, if it's toast after you cook it, after you put it in the toaster,
yeah,
now it's toast. Yeah, you say toast prior?
I just say toast.
People say toast bread?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to toast bread.
Yeah. Like,
but
yeah.
Not, this is toast bread.
No, this is toast bread.
No. Who says that?
It's just people. Like, I hear it.
They got to stop that.
I know.
It's almost settled down.
I know.
Fucking toast bread. Like, what are some other weird things people say? Some strange.
I don't even know, honestly. I say a lot of weird things.
You do?
Like, just, like, random words. Like, I, like, abbreviate a lot of words. Or, like, yeah, make words longer.
We do. The hockey lingo, you abbreviate.
Yeah. Or, like, make words longer. Like, remember gasoline?
Gasoline, yeah.
Like, you never say gas. Well, like,
words that are... So, the hockey lingo, which is... This is actually a fun topic. We wanted to touch on this, so this is perfect. For some people don't understand the hockey lingo. It's pretty simple.
It is.
It's pretty fucking simple.
Yeah, and it's, like, people just understand it now. It doesn't even have to be hockey.
No, yeah, it's becoming people abbreviate words more often, and it's
just easier.
It's derived from hockey.
Yeah.
The lingo, like, as an example, I say random shit, like, my mom understands me now. I'm like, Mom, is the disher clean?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, like, it's, yeah, I cleaned it. I'm like, sweet. And my girlfriend's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, the fucking disher. Like, the disher. My mom knows. She understands
she
my lingo.
It.
She gets it. She's for the boys. I say some bizarre shit. I'm like, sta, okay, you cooking sta tonight for like pasta?
Yeah.
Like,
sta. Za, sta.
Having some za, some sta.
Gasoline. That's
but
so
when
awesome.
When a word is already nationally abbreviated, like gas, you say full.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the hockey lingo. Like, oh, dude, that's gasoline.
That is gasoline.
What's another word that's already abbreviated?
I don't even know. It just kind of comes natural.
You just like,
I
know.
Just say things.
Yeah, it's like gas.
I don't know. I feel like I talk English on here, but like,
do you?
I don't even know. I used buzzing in a class. I said buzzing.
You say like, buzzing? I love buzzing.
But like in class, though, like with my professor, who's like, she's a good professor, like really professional and stuff. And I just said buzzing.
Professor.
Yeah. My fess.
Profess. The profess.
Yeah.
Like give a sentence and just give me some words and I'll see if I understand it. we'll see if the audience can.
Trying to rip DT for a za tonight.
Downtown?
Yeah.
For a pizza?
Yeah.
Dude, like
yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah. I'll say like, you want to rip the gasser and, you know, get a couple nibbles before we hit the rink. Like,
yeah, like grub.
Yeah, you want to go.
Grub's longer than eat. Longer than
grub.
Eat.
Yeah,
it's a short like, word. You like, you want to go grub or you want to muck?
Want to go catch a grub?
Yeah.
Want to go muck around a little bit?
Yeah. You want to go nibble?
Yeah, you want to go for a nibble?
Well, this is funny. One of my good friends here, Sam Doer, shout out.
Yeah.
We use like periodic elements on the periodic table for like for people's names.
No
so
shit?
Like if we're saying something, we just like,
yeah,
we'll be like, oh, PO, because PO is the most toxic trait on the on the periodic table. So we have like code names for certain people that are toxic.
People that are toxic, you call them PO.
And AS, because arsenic's also really toxic.
Who's anyone's like someone's being salty?
Yeah,
what do you call them? Salt on the periodic table.
Like
NA something,
I think.
NaCl.
Oh, maybe
sodium,
yeah.
Chloride or something.
Yeah, well, we also just like sometimes just make our own periodic elements, like people's names, like you'd be PS.
Yeah,
like I call you PS.
Why? What does PS mean though?
That's your first and last name.
I know, but
first
and last.
PS doesn't mean anything. PS doesn't mean anything. It's just
it's
like
it's not even on the table.
No,
we should put it on the table.
Yeah, literally.
Well, I fucking hate the elements.
Yeah, the elements are like confusing.
Yeah, the elements. Did you just rip it, dude? Live on the screen, and you made it obvious. Like the whole fucking audience knows you just farted now. Dude, this is getting clipped.
That's fine.
You're all the girls that love you in the comments are gonna be like, "Oh my god, he's not afraid to fart." He's so confident with himself. Dude, it's so awesome.
Thoughts on the Pat, though?
Dude, is that Perry the Platy?
Listen.
Dude, yeah. Phineas and Ferb.
He's that guy.
You ever see Freezer Tarps? He abbreviates everything on his thing, and he has like...
Well, his is like... But like, he's doing it for the video. I don't think he talks like that.
Dude, so I didn't either. And then I was just texting with him one day, and he was like... I was like, dude, you put out like a crazy amount of videos.
Yeah.
And, well, like, because he also is specifically for TikTok, so he's not trying to like make a video look professional for like YouTube. So he just posts, and he's like, yeah, dude, it's just me. Like, I just pick up the phone and talk. It's like, because that's just me. I'm not playing a character. I'm like, oh. Like, it's just him, apparently. So he talked.
Oh, that's good, then.
Because then he gets the people firing. His audience, like, what's the shit he says? Like, upper lip deckies? And
yeah, he says crazy stuff. Wild shit. I haven't seen much of him recently, but I used to see him a lot.
Yeah, he pops up. He's actually got beef going right now.
Does he?
With the Barstool Sports, bro.
Why?
So, this is actually interesting. So, he always talks about, like, Zins. Like, his whole thing Monica Lazinski. Yeah, says all this shit. He's good with the puns. He likes the puns.
He drops a few Julius Irvings. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he's in beef, so he's always doing the Zin shit. And his whole thing is Zin, and he dropped a Tarps, like a Freezer Tarps t-shirt with... It was kind of like a Zin tin can or whatever, and it said, like, Freezer Tarps on it. And then shortly after... Barstool put out Part of My Take, PMT, on a Zin can, and they did like the exact Zin can with PMT. So Freezer Tarps was pissed, and he was like spamming them, and then they mass reported his account on Instagram and got deleted. They took it down.
Wow.
So, and then the guy responded, like the football guy on Part of My Take, and he was just like we didn't know who this was, and they were like, we've never followed him, and he said that they did. I don't know, obviously, if they did take the idea or not.
Yeah,
but
well, that's just a tough luck if they did follow him before and they're saying no.
Yeah,
but like the world's just filled with liars.
It's weird. You never know. You never know who to believe.
You don't. The world is just filled with
lies. Dude, it's actually wild how much people lie. Like, do you lie?
Try not to.
Have you lied to me?
To you? I don't think I've ever lied to you.
Really?
Because, like, what do I have to lie to you?
Yeah, what
about?
Are you hiding from
me? Yeah, like, I don't
lie. If you lied to me, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah, no, like...
Like, I would completely question everything we've been through.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, like, I've tossed a few before. Yeah. Well, everyone has. You have to.
If you say you don't lie, you're lying.
Yeah, you are lying. No, like... But I try to just be open and honest with everyone. It's just like the easiest way. It's the easiest way, because, like, I'm at, like, just saying something, and then, like, a year later, what if you're, like, run into the same...
Right.
And it's like, oh, that didn't actually happen. Then you just kind of like...
The only time I lie
is
to get myself out of trouble. It's the only time... Yeah. It's like the only times I've ever lied. Like, I don't care to be a liar. I try to be a honest dude and just like...
Say it how it is.
I'll never make things up to make myself seem cool. I don't care to do that. I'll never be like that. I say how it is. I consciously try to make this choice because I don't want to... What do I need to lie about? Does it sound cool?
No.
Or, you know, like that's
you're just not. Then you're lying to yourself.
Right. Exactly. You're not who so you it's are. Like, no, I'm not going to lie. If someone asks me something, I'll be honest. Let's tell the truth. Uh-huh. I just don't care to impress or whatever. The only times that I lie would 100% be just getting myself out of trouble. Like in school.
Yeah. Well, like when you're younger.
Yeah.
Now I've gotten to the point where it kind of like if I did something, like I'm just going to own up to it. Because like it looks better when you're older, I think, if you own up to it.
In a sense.
Like
depending on what.
Well, like
if you're gonna get in trouble.
The chair sitch
you owned?
I owned.
But you're on camera, weren't you?
No.
No?
I don't think I was on camera.
You admitted.
I was on there's a group of us and some
fucking
people were like whatever and I was like, boys, like I took it, like I'll take the blame.
And you did. That's honorable though.
Yeah. But like we figured that out.
No one ratted
on
you.
It was a mistake. But like it wasn't like we
steal the chair.
Well, we didn't really steal it. Like it was returned back like within minutes.
It was a borrow.
It was like a prank, and then we returned it.
It was like the boys
and
now.
Yeah. And then like I owned up to it because I was like, I can't be having this. Can't be having this on my conscience.
No, dude. Yeah, you can't be a liar like that.
No. So I gave it back.
I respect you for owning up.
Yeah.
I I've not, I've had like situations where I was to get in trouble, like say in school or something. One time I got caught taking candy.
Yeah.
I have a big sweet tooth.
Yeah. I still have it, eh?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Dude, this is actually jokes. Back when I was in seventh grade, there was this teacher, a math teacher, and when occasionally in class, she would, like, if you got an answer right or something, she would, like, toss you a Dum Dum Pop or, like, a Jolly Rancher. She had a big bag of candy. Mm-hmm. Bags of candy, I should
bags.
Say.
Bags.
And I knew that, so what did I do? I sat near the door at lunch, just by coincidence. And at the end of lunch, bro, I would speed walk back.
Yeah.
I would speed walk back to the classroom area.
Like, yeah.
Where, because so I had her class at lunch, or even if I didn't, I would run back and I'd go in and steal a candy.
Yeah.
And I would just go to town the whole next, like...
just chowing on her candy.
Yeah. I would chow on candy, and sometimes teachers would be like, you're chewing gum? Because you had to spit gum out in school, remember that? Did you have that rule?
I did, yeah. Not in high school. Well, maybe even in high school, but dude, I'm a gum addict.
Dude, same.
I chew.
You weren't allowed to chew gum. And that's when I would lie. I'd be like, no. I'm not chewing gum.
Just like...
I'm just playing with my tongue.
Yeah. Classic line. I don't know why they're so like hard about gum.
Gum, right? If there's no rule, no one's sticking it.
Yeah.
If there's a rule, you're sticking it on the table to hide it. Yeah. If there's no rule, you'll spit it in the trash.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You make a rule you can't chew gum. Teachers, I'm sticking it on the fucking table.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to know that I'm chewing gum. I'm going.
That's so true.
It's a fact. That's why there's gum on tables. And that's just the way it is. And now you got me lying. Now I'm a liar because you're like, yo, you're chewing gum? I'm like, no.
Because of your policies.
Yeah, because of your fucking policies. You're making me a bad guy.
Littering.
Littering, yeah. I'm sticking gum.
Yeah. That's a tough one to come back
I was just thinking
from.
Something with school where I hate their policies.
The masks still?
Well, that, but do you have to wear them in class still?
One class, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even know that. The gum rule, the phone rule, I used to hate.
Hats.
The hat rule. I went to help my aunt at, I'm from Boston, I say aunt, from her school to, like, she's a teacher in third grade, and I was moving shit, helping her move shit, so I was there last week, and I walked in with a backwards hat on.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I have to take my hat off?
Yeah.
She's like, no. I'm like, I just had so many flashbacks of people telling you to take your hat off in school.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you're inside, right? Like, that's such an old fucking
I should
rule.
Probably take my clothes off since I'm inside.
Yeah, too. I'm inside. Should I just take my pants off right now?
like,
you want me to walk out with my cocker? Yeah. My cocko? Walk around with my cocko in school because I'm inside?
It's
an old-fashioned rule.
I don't understand
No hats, no phones, and they would take your phone.
That's got to be against
like,
the rule.
One time someone took phone. They took this person's phone for the weekend from school.
No way.
Dude, yeah. And I remember I was like, if I ever get caught with my phone, I'm not giving it. And I wouldn't.
Yeah.
If someone called me with their phone, they said, give me your phone. I go, no.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to have my phone. I'm sorry. Like, no.
Dude, why am I yawning so much?
Fucking yawns boots.
No, that's fucked, though. Like, for the weekend, like, that's got to be illegal.
It is. You can't take someone's possession.
Yeah.
Like, that's someone's...
Just an abuse of power, too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that was, like, at a younger age.
Fuck, yeah, it was middle school, though.
Yeah.
Teachers love power. I don't hate all teachers. That's too much of a blanket statement. I hated a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
For those rules. I'll actually tell a story, but first, I also, like, time I got caught, like, in high school, I would text. Obviously, I hated fucking school. I would just text the whole class and, you know, like, text my girl, like, a little sexting in class.
Yeah, and I have 73 points this year.
Yeah, in prep, bro. I was like, my teacher, I would make them uncomfortable, so I would be like this, and he'd be like, what are you doing? They, like, get off your phone. I go, oh, no, sorry, I was just playing with myself. It would just throw him for
never
a loop.
Like say like oh I'm taking notes on my phone
no
said that
well no but in college I just had my laptop out the whole class because I was taking notes
yeah
and I would just watch UFC highlights the whole class
yeah
like people would crack up by me because I would just be on my laptop watching like knockouts like
yeah you're like
yeah oh this is bad
fuck
So the teacher, you're like, do you want me to grab him for you?
No, it's good.
He's got chips over there. There you go. Oh shit. We had a, what was I gonna say prior to this? I was like, oh, I'll get there. I'll tell that in a second. Fuck. We were talking about like school and.
Oh, a rule that you never understood.
Oh, a story. I had a story about a teacher.
Yeah.
So I was in a study hall.
Yeah.
And this is my issue with teachers. So I didn't, I think teachers have, a lot of teachers have a very narrow mindset of how the world is, because, especially if they're older, because their path was very cliche, like, You go to school, you get your degree, and you become a teacher. That's their path. That's what they had to do to become a teacher. They never they don't understand and see the world of the kid who is an athlete, or the kid who is going to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Or like Logan Paul.
Yeah.
The teacher doesn't know Logan Paul is going to be
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they have a bad habit. And it's not necessarily their fault. It's like they, in their head, they think they're doing good by telling the kid
to follow their path,
to not follow his path.
Yeah. And like follow the path,
follow the generic path.
Yeah. But
go, you need to do your homework. You need to do this, go to school. You're not going to make the NHL. You're not going to make the NFL. You're not, this is what they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And you're taking, you don't know how many kids like that could have been the next Logan Paul that you ruined.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so a couple stories with me, my freshman year, I'm 14 years old.
Yep.
And I, at this point, hadn't even made the varsity team yet.
Yeah.
And we're doing this thing in English class, like dream job,
yep.
Our dream job. That was what the paper's about. So at that time, when I was 14 years old, my dream job was to make the NHL.
Yeah.
So the teacher, that's what I wrote on the paper. And then she says, Pat, don't you think you should pick something more realistic? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was just, that's my dream job.
That's what you asked.
Yeah. You asked for my dream job. That's,
yeah.
That's it. That's a job. That's an occupation.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it doesn't work for the project. Pick something more realistic. So I've always been like a stubborn confidence and sometimes for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, that went in one ear out the other. She doesn't know me. Mm-hmm. Is my mindset, right? She's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's a dope. But like, what if I listened to her and was like, oh shit, you know what? You're right. I'm never going to make the NHL. Probably wouldn't have gone D1, right? Like, yeah. I just called it. I'm like, oh fuck. Yeah. More. That's not realistic, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you tell a 14-year-old that?
No, that's so true. It's like,
meanwhile, like, I went to college for free. So you're telling me to do these fucking garbage, like, test because I need to go to college. Meanwhile, I should be putting more time into hockey because hockey is why I went to college for free.
I feel like there's less people that go to school on academic full scholarships.
Oh, way less.
Than athletes go for.
Dude, exactly. And if you're good, like, you can't judge it. Like, obviously, there's some people that just suck at sports and they like fucking for some weird reason think they should go like D1 and think that, but they don't put any work in. But it's like, no, like, I should probably be doing hockey, focusing on hockey over homework. My priority should be hockey over homework because it's gonna pay for my college if I do it right.
Yeah.
So that's a backwards thing, right? Like, why would your teacher?
I don't know. This is actually kind of valid you brought this up because I'm in a class right now and like it's a coaching. It's called it's coaching class. It's like whatever. Anyways, the guy is like an actual coach, and like he's telling us about like how like. Not until they get to literally college,
mm-hmm.
you should just be encouraging them to do what they love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't try and 100%. Be a hero and make them
100%
be God, you know,
for them? It's a different story when there's someone that's just like a degenerate
and
has nothing going for them. There's no passion, but
exactly.
Do what you love and try to follow it as best you can because why would you ever not? And why would you force someone? And that's the problem too. It's like now so many people feel the pressure to like go with the mold.
Yeah.
You have to do it this way or society's going to think you're shit.
Which is so dope, like, you're an idiot.
Like, do you know how many people look at me as an idiot, like, even still, like, now I have a little bit of success on social media, so it's like a little less of like, what's this kid doing? But like, I start posting videos, like, people will be like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Because it's not normal. It's like,
but like, what are, there's really no normal,
right? And why would you ever want to be normal? Because who remembers normal?
Yeah, there's really no normal.
No one remembers normal.
No.
It's so, don't try so hard to be normal, because like, no one will ever remember that. Like, why would you try so hard to be unforgettable?
Like, average.
Yeah.
Right. But like shelter, you're trying yourself so hard to be average. Like, imagine. Right. It literally goes for anything though. Like art,
anything,
music, sports, obviously. Like, also, like, imagine like all the kids that were like maybe like a little behind in school and like elementary, middle school, that wanted to be like doctors.
Right.
That either just grew out of it and became really, or like really smart, put the time in.
Yeah.
Or like the teachers are just like, you're not smart enough, like, go down a different, go like do something else.
Right. Instead of like,
and it's like, you know,
maybe take a different approach of how to get there. Yeah. Like, you, like, a learning, there's different learning styles. There's, like, school's not,
I don't understand. Like, I think maybe going forward, like, the teachers of the future will be like more adaptable now, because there's been, they've like, people my age are going to be, been through a lot of stuff.
You would think.
I would hope.
You would think and hope.
Yeah, like it's just a perspective thing, really.
It's a perspective thing, but you see now all the success of people doing different things. It's like, maybe they're more open-minded. They should be, but they still have that mindset. It's like, that's the 1%.
It doesn't make sense.
That's the 1%.
Do you think they, like, people at
Watch the Wire. Oh,
yeah. You think these people, like the teachers, your teachers at like when they were 14 were like told they couldn't do something?
Yes, they gave up on their dream, and that's why they think you're supposed to.
Like, it's, because I think honestly that makes sense, because my like best teachers in school or like coaches were like ones that like
they encouraged you, right?
Like lit, like they did, they played sports, whatever, and maybe it didn't work, but like that doesn't mean it's not gonna work for you,
right?
Then they support you through things,
dude. You, and like, you don't know too, so don't pretend you know. Like, as a teacher, you don't know who's, it happened to Wes Welker, or Julian Edelman.
Yeah,
Julian Edelman's college teacher said some bullshit. Like, you're not gonna be in the NFL. Like, maybe focus on
school.
She sent him an apology letter. It's on the internet if you look it up.
Yeah,
she's like apologizing to him for saying that. Like, and how like shitty that was of her to assume something about someone that like nasty. I had it happen. So this, I love this one. So I was a sophomore in high school at this point. So I was 15 years old.
Yeah,
and I'm going in this study hall. So study halls, for any normal fucking human, like, you just goof around in study hall. You'll occasionally do some homework, whatever, but you use it as a fucking break.
Yeah.
You laugh, you joke with the friends that are in the study hall.
Yeah.
So I had a couple friends in there. We would just talk and shoot the shit and like be loud. Mm-hmm. But you have to have silent study hall. Like, the teacher wants you to be silent. She would, so she would like yell at us that we're talking sometimes. She'd get mad.
Yeah.
And she's like, you guys are fucking doofuses. Doofuses. She's like, where do you think you're gonna be in 10 years? Because we're talking in study hall, because we're goofing off. Where do you think you're gonna be in 10 years? And I was like, I'll probably be playing hockey. She's like, let me let you in on something. You're not gonna be playing hockey in 10 years, okay? Focus up and like be realistic or something like that. It's like yelling at me. So I'm now saying the story right now. How many years ago was that?
10
years ago.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Miss fucking bitch.
Yeah, I got fucked.
I don't care what level. I don't care if I'm in the minors. I'm still fucking getting paid to play hockey. 10 years after you fucking said that to me, you stupid fuck. I thought about it too. I was like, in my head, I'm like, this fucking idiot. Like, yes, I will. Fuck you. It just pissed me off, because it's like, again, who are you to tell me?
They're so mad in their life.
Right.
Which sucks, because like a lot of teachers are like not like that, but then a lot are.
Some, yeah. It's like, and I don't know. I had some super cool, like, I took a class called Telecom. It was like student broadcasting, Marshall Student Broadcasting. It was a TV show. You made like skits and like TV show shit. It was in homeroom every day.
Yeah.
The teacher was super, like, encouraged kids to be creative, and he encouraged kids to pursue their passion. Mm-hmm. He was the only teacher that I had in high school that did that, I think.
Only?
In public school.
Like, yeah. Wow. I think my high school had a lot of people that were like supportive.
That's like, good.
But I don't know. The Ontario, like Canadian education, like secondary education is a lot different. And like, they get paid a lot more.
Right.
In Canada, in Ontario, at least. Like,
yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I still like heavily remember this teacher. Just, well, one, because it was a class that was like video stuff, and I love it, obviously.
Yeah,
these cameras. Yeah,
see, look at where you're doing now. So
yeah,
thanks to that teacher,
right?
Yeah,
dude, imagine they like it was a class that I literally looked forward to going to because yeah. I got a chance to be creative, and he encouraged
and,
it.
Like, it should be that for any class. Like, if you're teaching science, like, why wouldn't you want to make something, like,
fun?
Kind of, like, that kind of sucks. Like, science isn't the fun. And it's not, it's literally,
dude,
people that take science classes know it's not fun. Like, they're good at it. That's why they're doing it, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
For you, hockey's fun, but, like, there's moments where it's not fun for you.
Of course.
But you love it, so you do it, right?
Yeah, there's, like, nothing's going to be fun all the time. Like, even video, like, I love making fucking videos, but there are times where I'm, like, editing for fucking 12 hours, and I'm like, oh, my God, I need to, like,
take a break.
Yeah,
it's just, like, but there's you can make anything, like, maybe not fun, but like at least like interactive and enjoyable, and like
100%
get everyone like thinking for you themselves and creative, like being creative,
be like, creative about it, like science.
Even my, like, this, I don't even know, man. Like, if you, my high school, I feel like every teacher I had, there's a like maybe like a handful, less than a handful of teachers that I was just like, you cannot be talking to people like
the way you are.
Yeah, but my grade 10, no, grade 11 maybe, biology teacher was like the best teacher for that job, because it was like a hands-on, like every day, like in a hard class too. Like, biology is no joke, like taking a it was hard, but like when you're like literally, it was like an art class.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's clutch. I get like school, you have to go to school, whatever, but it's like not, science is meaningless to me because, like, yeah, it's great to know the basics and like how the earth is, how the earth is formed, whatever, you know, like, but what do I need? Like, a guy like me, like, I don't remember a thing that I learned. I remember the basic shit that was important that I needed, like, or cared to know.
Yeah.
Everything else I forgot because it does not apply to my life. Like, I'm not going to be a scientist.
Yeah. Not going to be a doctor.
And a math guy. Like, you're not going to, if I'm not a math person, I'm finance, like, accounting, you know, like, I'm not that, so it's meaningless for me. It was meaningless for me to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also like, so don't be so upset with the kid that's getting a C.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need this, you know?
Yeah.
And also, to your point, like, I think it would be good for teachers to like be more creative with their teaching strategy rather than just writing notes on the board.
Just the same thing every year. And like, same, literally the same thing. Like, how many of my teachers like just use the same test from the year before?
Oh yeah,
and it's, like it's the same notes constant, and stuff.
The same,
like,
book from 1980.
Yeah,
like, do you think the world's evolved for it? Like,
yeah,
maybe you don't need this book anymore. Like, dude, that, it's weird, right?
It is weird.
I have a lot of complaints about the school system.
Yeah,
just because of my experience in it, but
same.
And that's not to say, like, there, like I said, there is like some teachers that get it, and they're cool.
There's
and,
more of them.
But yeah, exactly. It's just,
I mean, it is a hard profession though. Still,
it is. It's tough to teach. Like, I wouldn't want to
deal with like kids.
Yeah, I don't want to do it
because there obviously is like some challenges.
Yeah, and
to kids, but
they work hard and they're good in their own realm. But it's like they just, a lot of them are stuck in that realm and think there's no other way. Yeah. So I'm gonna scrap some teachers.
Yeah.
The college. I always make this point about. Like, are you a business major?
Finance.
Yeah. So I always found this interesting. My sophomore year here, my marketing teacher was teaching marketing, and she was like promoting how she marketed her business. She's like, yeah, like, this was my online business, but it failed, and like, whatever, it went under, blah, 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 and like carries on and like starts teaching marketing. I'm sitting there and I'm like, so you suck at marketing.
Yeah.
Why are you teaching me how to market things?
Yeah.
You sucked at marketing.
That is true.
So what are you like? Do you know what I mean? So then I started thinking about it more. And I'm like, how often is a business teacher a failed businessman?
Or
a failed businesswoman?
Yeah.
Probably pretty often, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe sometimes they've never even done it. They have no experience in what they've done.
Teach it.
Yeah.
There is the cases where there is a successful business person and then they choose to teach after. There is that happens, but less often.
Yeah. Well, like, do you think if, like, do you think you'd be able to go coach another sport other than hockey? Like, let's say, like, you're, like, done playing hockey. Like, an NFL team reaches out to you and is like, do you want to work for us as, like, an assistant coordinator, like, offensive coordinator? Would you, like, try that? Or would you, like, be like, no?
No. I'd be terrible at it.
Yeah.
I don't know football, though. Yeah. I could coach, like, I could coach another sport at, like, a high school level.
Yeah. Well, do you think... Do you think if you were a head coach of a hockey team, you think I could be an assistant coach with my experience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially in high school level,
yeah.
Juniors for sure.
Yeah.
I think it gets more tricky at higher level, like college, D1. If you're coaching D1, I think you should have played at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion. It's not the case. Like, a lot of the coaches didn't. And, like, a lot of NHL coaches didn't even play at a high level.
Yeah.
I personally prefer when they had, because it makes their words have more, like, backup.
They've been through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, I just thought about that. I mean, Moneyball. I was watching. And the guy, the manager was, like, or the general manager was having an interaction with the player.
Statistics.
And he's like, you've never seen a general manager who's been a player.
That's so true,
because, like, they're running a business.
Yeah.
The general manager, like, even, like, an NHL general manager is still running a business.
Yeah. You prefer if they've played
and they could run a business, I feel like it's a lot different to a guy that's just trying to make money.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, like, a lot of, it's a similar situation there. Like, a coach is oftentimes a failed player.
Well, how many, like... Don't you think Wayne Gretzky would have been the best coach of all time?
He did coach, and he technically wasn't a good coach.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But again, a coach is only as good as the team.
Yeah.
And I think coaching and playing is different, but, like, a guy like Wayne Gretzky has way more knowledge of how to play hockey and what makes a team, but doesn't necessarily mean he'll be able to then coach and transition his knowledge into coaching.
So you think... At the end of, like, McDavid and Crosby's career, who do you think would be a better coach?
Crosby. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Why? Because I think he's more of a complete 200-foot player. Like, he cares a lot about the defensive zone.
Yeah.
McDavid's not so much.
Yeah. I don't know. I think... No, I definitely think Crosby would be a better coach, but maybe in 20 years from now. Who knows what the league's going to be like?
Yeah, it changes.
Yeah, like, it could just be a completely offensive league. There could be, like, no such thing as defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, there'll be defense.
It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, like, it's just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Because, like, teams are like that now.
Yeah.
Like, the Michigan Wolverines last year.
The fucking whole, the COVID year, the whole Canadian division.
Yeah.
Was just offense.
Yeah.
Like, McDavid had 110 points in 50 games or some shit. Wild. Just straight offense. Fun to watch, though.
Yeah. No fans, though.
Yeah, that sucks. They would have enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
that is good. I love the serious twist we took here.
Yeah. It's good.
Did you guys not know we were deep?
Yeah, we got serious there.
We have deep sides of us.
Oh, yeah.
But should we wrap it? That was a good hour.
Yeah, if you want. Do we have anything else?
I have some random topics. We can get to it another time. We busted out some serious chatter, so.
Yeah, we did. That might be a lot to take in.
I think the people will, like, digest that.
Yeah.
You know, I think they'll like it, though. That was good about teachers and shit.
Hopefully it resonates in some people.
Yeah. Hopefully some couple teachers that maybe we help their mindset a little.
Yeah.
Just now. We just changed them.
Or maybe they'll fucking hate us.
Yeah. Do it. Fucking clown. Miss O. Go fuck yourself.
That's actually your name.
Yeah, it's her name. I remember her name. Fucking.
Well,
I was pissed at her for years.
And here you are.
She's
probably watched one of your games before.
Maybe. Dude, I would walk by her in the hallway, and like, the year after, I was still in school and I committed to Maine.
Yeah.
I was still in school, and I remember, like, she would walk by me in the hall and say, like, hi and act friendly to me, and I would just be like, like, nod at her. I wouldn't say hi. I would be pissed at her. I'm like, fuck you, I just committed to Maine, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, Paul Kruger.
You told me I won't be playing in 10 years. I'm the next Paul Kruger. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I don't take stairs game day.
Yeah.
I'm a ramp guy.
Yeah, as I said it, I then hit the elevator button and went down the elevator because I had a game that night.
Yeah, such a ramp guy.
Yeah, I take ramps and elevators. You as well.
That's good.
Anyways,
shit.
Good episode. Another epi of Soda's Road. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast.
More serious episode.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone listening.
Yeah.
So far, we're just growing it. Offering a different side. Yeah. Like the serious, because how often it's good sometimes to be serious on a camera. Cause
just talk about things.
Yeah. Talk about life. That's why I wanted to do the podcast. Like, to show like my true self. Like where I joke around, but I also have a very serious deep side too.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's good.
It's good. Because all straight skits, sketches, I'm just straight comedy with me. So it's I gotta balance it out a little.
Yeah. And well, like maybe it'll help some people. It helps us.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. So, hey, see you guys next episode.
We'll see ya.
Sodas Are Owed.
Yo. Take a drag.